Let's talk about leaders in action and partners in action. Did you know the West Michigan Partnership for Children provides oversight to the five major adoption agencies in West Michigan? Makes a significant impact on placing kids sooner and in more permanent places. Let's get you caught up with what's happening. CEO Kristen Peck in the house. Good morning to you, Kristen.
Good morning, Shelley.
Hope those kiddos are, you've asked some of them to tune in and listen to your stories, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. Rhoda Cruz, are always a pleasure, part of our leadership in action on behalf of Partners in Action. Good morning to you, Rhoda.
Good morning, Shelley. It's great to be here again.
Yes, you bring in Kristen Peck because she does good work in our area.
She does fantastic work, and we're excited to have Kristen with us this morning. Kristen, maybe share for our audience a little bit about what WMPC, West Michigan Partnership for Children, is all about.
Thank you. WMPC is an organization that was really driven by the belief that all children deserve the opportunity to thrive and flourish, and recognized that there was systemic work that needed to be done in the foster care system to do some reforms to improve outcomes for children and families. So we just completed our second year of implementing a five-year pilot funded by the state of Michigan to transform the foster care system to create better futures for children and families and improve outcomes. And we do that through a unique performance-based funding model that's the first of its kind in the state.
Wow, that's exciting. Something that is new and innovative right here in Kent County. Tell us a little bit about maybe what you've seen as you've been working the last 2 years, and what are some of the results that you've been seeing?
So we've been really focused on decreasing length of stay for children in foster care. We know that foster care is a safe place for children when they unfortunately may need to be removed from their families. And we want to take good care of those kids in safe and nurturing homes. We also want to return them back to their families as quickly as we can or into an adoptive placements. And we've been able to decrease overall length of stay by 7%. In the past 2 years. We also know that kids do best when they're in family-like settings. And so we've really had a big push on decreasing utilization of more institutional-like placements. And we've been able to do that by 5% and decrease the overall days in care in a residential placement by 20% in the past 2 years. We really want to improve the experience of children and families in foster care, and we've done a lot of looking at who is our program and our system leaving behind, and how can we target our interventions to help those children and families, knowing that by doing so, we'll lift up the whole system.
Yes. Tell me more about what you need from this community to make the partnership stronger.
So as many of you may know, WMPC's funding was caught up in the budget negotiations over the past few months, and the governor administratively transferred our entire administrative rate, which helps our organization run, in the vetoes and transfers that occurred. We've been waiting on pins and needles for those funds to be restored. There was a point in November where we were preparing for close down, actually. We got a last-minute reprieve by the governor to continue operations and wait for a legislative solution after the November recess. And we found out just on Tuesday that the Senate passed a supplemental bill that includes restoration of our funds.
That was a worry, wasn't it?
It was. We were at real risk of needing to shut down by the end of the year. We still aren't out of hot water yet. We have until Tuesday. Tuesday is when the House is able to take action on that bill. So we are asking our community to encourage House Speaker Chatfield and their other House of Representatives reps to pass that supplemental bill on Tuesday, and also to encourage the governor to sign that once the House passes it.
You know, I would like to just speak directly to our audience for a moment in saying this is a chance for us all to collectively support this work. That as you have been just sharing with us the impact, I'm just amazed at what you've been able to do in the past 2 years. And so here's an opportunity for all of us to make that phone call, make that email happen. And do it today. Don't wait. Don't assume someone else is going to do it.
At least get yourself educated, too.
Right. so that we can really see this great innovative work continue, which is so critical to the families and the children here. So, yeah, just want to underscore the importance of every single person making that a priority.
Where are some, what are some resources for us to study up?
We've been keeping everyone updated via our Facebook page and on our website. And so we've had the opportunity to speak on media and inform the public about what's happening. And we do have action alerts posted both on our Facebook page and on our website, which is wmpc.care. And then our Facebook page is a West Michigan Partnership for Children. So that would be a good way to stay informed. The Michigan Federation for Children and Families is a statewide group that also has been keeping up to date on this issue.
That's wonderful. Tell us a little bit more, if you would. You have been leading this initiative in this pilot. What are some of the things that have been key for you as you've been able to successfully lead this initiative forward? Maybe some insights that you would share about, priorities that you've had or things that you feel have been especially important as you have led that initiative.
Yeah, I think in particular over the past few months of uncertainty and certainly in the past 2 years where we are in a startup phase for a while and starting up a new organization and doing a lot of systems work, we really recognize that our ability to care for our community's children is only as strong as our ability to care for ourselves. And so within our organization and our system, we really focus on implementing a trauma-informed model of care. And that recognizes that we all have different lived experiences that contribute to how we show up in the world and how we show up in a workplace. And so as a CEO, that might mean things, for me, it means things like looking at flexible scheduling in any way that's possible and allowing for remote work in ways that that's possible and having a strong EAP program and really talking to our team about how they're feeling and what their goals are and what's going on in their lives. Because we want to be able to employ people from all different walks of life who are motivated by our mission. In terms of our systems work, it also means looking at who is the system leaving behind and why, and how can we target our interventions in that way and work with other system leaders like housing and the Department of Health and Human Services to do so. So when we started, we saw, for example, that children of color were disproportionately represented in our system. And so we've really worked hard with the Department of Health and Human Services on some targeted interventions in some of the key communities that may have lack of access to resources and really focusing on strengthening families in those areas. And since we've been doing that, we've seen that overrepresentation of children of color decrease. One of the things we've done is increased recruitment of foster families and zip codes of highest removal. And what that does is that helps us keep kids closer to home when they're in foster care. It helps us preserve their connections to their community, to their professional community, like doctors and teachers and school, and also to their peer groups. And it makes things like family reunification more likely. If a child is in the same neighborhood as mom and dad, then we can facilitate those visits more easily.
Final question, Rhoda.
Kristen, what would be maybe one tip that you would share with maybe a newer leader that that is just starting their journey as a leader? What might be one tip that you would share with them?
I think Grand Rapids is a really strong, great community to be a nonprofit leader in. There's so many resources and support and systems, and so I think collaboration is my lesson. And we've had so much support from our community, and we're so grateful for that. And it really does take a community to be able to, that old adage, it takes a village to raise a child, we live by that. We believe it takes our community to raise our children's our community's children.
That's why partnership is in your title, the West Michigan Partnership for Children. Kristen Peck, how do we find out more information?
You can visit us at wmpc.care. You can call us at 616-419-2505. You can check us out on social media.
Awesome. Rhoda Cruiser, an abbreviated segment we call Leadership in Action, thanks to you and yours. How do we find out more information about you?
They can reach us on our website at piabusinessconsulting.com, or they can call us at 616-457-3453.
I think you both have brought the sun out. It's starting to come out. Thank you all. Take care. Thanks for what you do for our community.
Thank you.